This episode is sponsored in part by Cloudways. Cloudways is a managed cloud hosting platform that makes it easy to deploy PHP-based applications on managed AWS servers and for other top cloud providers, including Google Cloud and the soon-to-go-public DigitalOcean. So, if you have WordPress, WooCommerce, Magento, or Laravel-powered sites, Cloudways takes away the hassles of managing your own systems on AWS. It takes care of security through regular OS and patch management, offers a dedicated firewall. The pricing is pay-as-you-go, which means no contracts or surprises, and you get the flexibility to scale systems in a few clicks as your business grows. On Cloudways, you're never alone. Their support team of humans is available 24/7 to resolve your hosting-related concerns at any point, even on national holidays. With support for all PHP apps and over 60 data centers in all major parts of the world, they have something for everyone. So give them a try. They have the free trial as well without a credit card. And if you go to cloudways.com and use the promo code AWSMB, get $25 in credit on top of that as well. That's cloudways.com, and that promo code is AWSMB. Thanks to Cloudways for sponsoring my ridiculous nonsense.
The future of cloud is Microsoft's to lose, and I assure you, I'm no happier about it than you likely are. Basically, all new developers use VS Code, or better, its in-browser equivalent, GitHub Codespaces, which is, of course, a Microsoft product. They write code of varying quality and then stuff it into GitHub, a Microsoft product. If they're lucky slash unfortunate enough to have a production environment, they'll often kick off a deployment to that environment via GitHub Actions. Microsoft Azure is apparently a cloud. If they can integrate deploy to Azure into this toolchain somewhere, then staying within the Microsoft ecosystem from start to finish becomes a default that other cloud providers won't be able to touch. So, well, what about AWS, you might ask? AWS is a non-starter in this space. Creating an AWS account is significantly out of the way for basically every developer because the experience is crap. You need to fiddle around with roughly a dozen services to get your first EC2 instance up and running. Even going with Cloud9, their in-browser editor that people might use once, recoil from and discuss, and then never revisit, requires a full AWS account setup, fiddling with IAM, unless you're fool enough to run such a thing as the root account, and then basically taking the punches on the chin. It's not well integrated, and since basically nobody uses it, you're not going to find a plethora of blog posts about how to make it work for you. Well, what about GCP, you might ask? They hire smart people, as they insist on telling me freaking constantly. Google has an easier developer onboarding experience, but you still have to go seek out Google Cloud as a distinct offering and end up making an affirmative choice to use it. They've gotten a pile of SDKs and other technologies like Firebase to see decent adoption, but they don't have an IDE answer. They also clearly have a better integration story than AWS does, since Google teams are apparently allowed to speak to one another in the company cafeteria. But that story remains weak at the introductory level, and that's what matters. And that really means that we're left with Azure, because if they're able to execute this correctly, Azure, federated to GitHub, becomes a button in a developer's IDE or a tab in the GitHub interface. They already have a sizable and thriving developer ecosystem. The trick or pivot here is going to lie in making their offering appealing to a different subset of developers. I'm speaking, of course, of myself in my role as the founder of my side project, Twitter for Pets, which you can visit at twitterforpets.com, the leading social media website for pets. Because tomorrow, I'm going to go down to City Hall and file registration paperwork for Twitter for Pets, the premier social network for pet communication. Thanks to the miracle of hard work, a mountain of venture capital, and the winds of privilege strongly at my back, over the next 10 years, it will grow into a publicly traded company that's a component of the S&P 500. At some point during that growth trajectory, Azure, and frankly any enterprise vendor, needs to have an on-ramp via which I become their customer. Without that, the vendor is serving a long-tail market that will increasingly choose not them wherever possible. This episode is sponsored by ExtraHop. ExtraHop provides threat detection and response for the Enterprise, not the Starship. On-prem security doesn't translate well to cloud or multi-cloud environments, and that's not even counting IoT. ExtraHop automatically discovers everything inside the perimeter, including your cloud workloads and IoT devices, detects these threats up to 35% faster, and helps you act immediately. Ask for a free trial of detection and response for AWS today at extrahop.com/trial. I want to emphasize this point because I think it's overlooked. Today's development practices that startups use are what large enterprises will be using in 5 years. Enterprises love describing themselves as like a startup. The inverse is almost never true. Microsoft knows how to speak enterprise via their GitHub and VS Code offerings. They're learning how to speak startup too. The trick is going to be integrating that pathway so it doesn't feel like two Microsofts or one Microsoft, depending upon pluralization. And the key to all of this is going to come down to timing. If they were to enable this tomorrow, it would likely set back adoption of Azure by a good 5 years at a minimum. This is because Azure is still beset by problems. Every time I try to experiment with it, it breaks hilariously. Maybe I'm just a beautiful bespoke angel that magically trips over every corner case, but somehow I kind of doubt that. To me, the product isn't ready. It's getting better all the time, but they're clearly targeting a web console first interaction model instead of being API driven. Azure's not like other clouds. It's going to be incredibly painful for them to shift this model of operating, but the rewards are bountiful if they can do it successfully. In fact, it has the potential to be the next Heroku with a reasonable next step when customers outgrow the curated version. It also has the potential to offer a house that comparatively makes the other cloud providers look like they're dropping off a pile of bricks and lumber in the driveway. All Microsoft has to do is not completely screw it up.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.